It's working! It's working! Welcome back, dear listeners! Idiab, we'll make this brief, as I do not know how much longer I can keep this connection open. While traveling across the sands of Onorok, our heroines were attacked by sand pirates. Having been taken prisoner, they awoke in a rundown temple ruin. After some commotion on the surface, a secret door revealed itself and the ladies went deeper into the tomb in search of a name that would set them free. Unwittingly waking the tomb's inhabitant from his slumber, will they be able to defend themselves without their equipment? Find out now on If I Could Wish a Wish.
Round.
He does?
Yep.
Why? It's a sarcophagus. I knew there was a mummy in it. I'm not an idiot.
But he didn't know it was a live mummy.
So he's going to cast it as a bonus action, spiritual weapon.
Which was the snake thing, right?
No.
That was his action then?
Yeah. It was his action to throw it. Okay. Spiritual weapon is his bonus action. All right. And the spiritual weapon gets an attack.
I'm assuming it's attacking the direwolf.
It's attacking the direwolf. Yikes! That is not great. That is an 8.
It does not hit.
Alright. The spiritual dagger comes swinging down at you and just. And you jump out of the way. Roll initiative, please.
I have 17, sorry.
Oh, was I supposed to roll too?
Yeah, everyone's rolling initiative. We're all in the room.
5. Plus.
1, 6. Alone.
6.
And you? 5.
Jesus! They were not prepared.
You were not prepared. Okay. All right, so direwolf to Manny. You're up first.
Okay, I'm a wolf.
Hello.
I'm a wolfy wolfy wolf. How close is Sakura to the snakey? A snakey.
The snake.
I came in last, so.
The snake would be a little bit closer to you.
Okay.
Because it just threw it out of the coffin on the ground.
Okay, but I do get pack tactics, right? Because...
if they were close enough to it. They have to be within 5 feet of you.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Alright, fine. I guess I can only bite something, so let's bite the mummy.
Okay.
I'm gonna go straight for, like, a leg to try and pull it out of the sarcophagus or something.
Okay.
Onto the ground.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
What is the snake's intelligence?
Don't get
to that. Well, one of my spells says I can charm a creature of intelligence 3 or lower.
You don't know what it is?
So you'd have to guess.
Cast it and hope for the best. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm just going to check this.
I get a nat 20.
To bite. I actually need that for a second.
But I need this for my research.
Cheater.
It's in the monster manual, buddy. I got that over here.
Yeah.
You don't get to look at that.
I was like, I got that over here.
That's cheating.
That's my spell book. Get up out of your worries.
Alright. Sorry.
Nat 20 plus 5 to hit, so.
You're definitely gonna hit.
11 piercing damage.
Oh shit.
It also has to succeed on a DC 13 strength saving throw or be knocked prone.
Okay. You do notice as you bite it, it doesn't do as much damage as you thought it might.
Okay, does it knock it prone?
DC what?
13.
This is a 17.
Strength saving throw?
17.
I think you're a liar.
14 plus 3.
Liar.
All right. That makes it its turn.
Wow, you're not even going to give it a name?
Sorry, you have a bonus action too if you want.
I don't think I can. Yeah, let me go move towards this in front of my two friends.
Okay,
Okay, so you move back?
Yeah.
It's going to get an attack of opportunity.
Why? I can't just back it away?
You don't have disengage. You're in its melee range, so if you back out of it, it's going to try and swipe it.
Okay, well then I don't move. Oh, that's the stupidest. Why'd you even ask if I was going to move then?
That's always been a rule, is attack of opportunities. It's been something I let you guys do to the NPCs. They can do it to you too. Yeah, remember I straight up got reaped the other day?
No.
As Emong, I was speared on either side of my ribs.
Yeah, but I didn't know that.
Move away from them, and they all speared me again.
All right.
Stupid little gnome. So, for his first turn here, his being the mummy.
Yeah.
Yes. I need to look up this spell real quick.
What's the blue thing that's down there?
The spiritual weapon. Yeah, that missed me.
Oh.
Because it's a little bit.
Right. You see his form sort of shift and change, and you see his arms and his tattered bandages begin to form into sand.
Oh,
and
shit.
He melts into a sand version of himself.
So much sand. Sand everywhere.
And so dry.
And he steps out of the sarcophagus into the sand that's sort of surrounding you guys on the ground. Melts into the sand.
Oh, great.
Spiritual weapon attacks the dire wolf. Oh, I forgot to roll initiative for the
snake.
Spiritual
weapon. That means it's automatically at the bottom since you forgot.
Plus 4, so it's a 15 to hit you without any armor. I think that's going to hit.
Yeah.
Oh, so, well, what's your natural armor is up there?
14.
Okay, cool. So, spiritual weapon.
You don't get to know that.
Wow. Someone's a little salty ball. Sorry, can you give me the damage for spiritual weapon? Somebody goes to the book.
Looking at a
brain. Book! Where is it? I think you
right
have.
Here behind me.
Oh.
On a hit, the target takes force damage equal to 1d8 plus her spellcasting modifier.
Okay.
Bonus action.
Plus 4, so 12 force damage as this thing comes stabbing down into the side.
Okay.
Then let me just roll initiative for the snake real quick. Oh, that's great! 18, so it's actually gonna
No, work. It should get to go to the bottom. You forgot to roll for it, it should go to the bottom.
Oh, sorry, that's not how it's gonna work. Snake makes an attack at you as well.
You're such an ass.
Wow. It is going to try and...
So wait, the spiritual weapon and the snake are different turns?
Yes,
okay.
It's this thing.
Cool.
And
the spiritual weapon goes on the mummy's turn, the snake goes on its own turn.
Okay.
So the snake's going to try and constrict you. That is a 22 to hit.
Okay, it should have a harder time considering I have bone spikes coming out of me.
It is a giant snake. 3...
I'm a giant dire wolf.
4 plus 4, 8 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And you are grappled. And restrained.
I'll just turn into a smaller. Get out of its grasp!
Alright, that is going to be the boa constrictor's turn.
It looks very much like a cobra.
Yeah, Excuse me. Alright, that makes.
Can I do that? Can I jump from animal to animal?
As a bonus action on your turn.
Fuck yeah! Is there more sand around us? Oh, yeah, okay. The mummy's probably lying in wait.
I am looking wildly around the room to see what it is that I can do or who I can help. Is the spiritual weapon, like, hovering, or has it spent?
Well, it's currently floating on the dire wolf's side.
Okay. And the mummy has disappeared.
Wait, no, the spiritual weapon didn't hit me.
Yeah,
it did.
On that 12 damage?
I thought
the first
12 force
damage. Oh, sorry. Right. Okay, you're right, yeah. So the snake only got me for 8. Okay, yeah.
And it technically would have just, like, stabbed her and then stayed floating out.
Yeah.
I think that all I can do right now, I'm sort of just running on instinct. I'm rushing towards the snake. That's my action.
Okay.
And I can use my enchantment command to speak one word to the creature. And it can be, so it's grappling.
Release,
I say.
Okay. And what's the DC for your?
13, probably.
It says
at the very bottom.
What's the saving throw?
DC 13, modifier 5.
Natural 14. So you say release at it, and it just bears its fangs at you. Sakura!
What could be a mastiff?
I don't remember.
Oddly enough, Mom did the same thing that I was actually going to do, which was I have serpentine empathy, which allows me the animal friendship. Yeah. But, I mean, it technically says I can communicate simple ideas with snakes. So, but it also gave me the animal friendship, so I don't know. That's up to you whether or not I have to roll for communicating with snakes or I have to roll for communicating with anything outside of snakes.
Well, you would still be able to communicate with it as a snake person. Then, as your action would be like a persuasion or intimidation check to try and communicate with it.
Okay. I say, traitor, you belong at my side.
Okay. Make a, I'll say a persuasion check.
With disadvantage, right?
Yep.
We're so tired. And naked.
19 or
I could do a giant
11,
vulture.
So 12.
That's 12 contested, so nothing happens there. It's just sort of, if snakes had eyebrows, they would sort of tense in and look at you like.
And I like lock eyes. Yeah. It's like a snake staring contest now. Like,
gotta,
I know it's a no contest.
You got
a
Forrest Whitaker going on.
Yeah.
Right now.
And I just make sure I got its attention.
Alright, yeah. Alright, so you're staring down at it. Do you have a bonus action you want to use?
Yeah. Don't piss my pants.
Okay. You don't want to hex or anything?
I don't think I can hex as a bonus action.
I think hex is a bonus
action. Hellish Rebuke is a bonus action.
Pretty sure you could hex and it'll just blast in the same turn.
Yeah, I think you're right. well then I will, what is this? 90 feet is my distance.
Okay.
How far is this guy? Are these 5 foot squares?
Mm-hmm. It's a 40, I believe it's a 60.
5, 10, 15,
okay, well, I have 90 foot range.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the mummy is
gone.
Invisible.
He's invisible right now.
Oh.
It's just the snake we're
then
contending with.
I don't do my hex.
You hold until the mummy appears?
Yeah. I want that snake to turn under my side.
Okay. All right, so back to the top of the action. That makes it the snake's turn.
Who's currently locking eyes with me.
And it's going to attempt to bite Tumini, who is now in its grasp. And it will have advantage on this bite. That's a nat 20.
Give me the dice you're rolling with, please.
Oh, this is my special GM dice.
Yeah, give me that dice. Give me that dice. Jeremy Cooney.
I feel like if you buy dice that are specifically labeled GM dice, then they're obviously rigged.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. 10. 4. So 10 doubled. It's 24 piercing damage to your direwolf 4.
I might be back to too many for
you. You just hear this as the snake comes down and bites its neck and sinks its long venomous teeth.
Oh, too many.
Yeah, I'm
sorry,
back.
She got other forms.
It's okay. I'm back to too many form.
In a flash of smoke, you see now too many within its form. Although, I'm going to say it does not currently have a grapple on you.
Yeah, because I'm way smaller than my dire wolf.
Wings.
You've slipped out of its grapple.
Any bonus actions, so it is, that's the end of its turn. It's now your turn.
My turn.
Fly the fuck out of it.
And this doesn't get any turns.
Backwards.
Nothing, not until the mummy goes.
It's on the mummy's turn.
Okay. Okay, hold on. I was thinking, what are snakes afraid of, and a giant eagle sounds like a great idea.
I want to be a mongoose.
Can I be a mongoose dog?
Okay,
so giant eagle form?
Yes.
And for those listening that are rule sticklers, normally she would not be allowed to use flying animals, but we determined at the beginning of the campaign, since she has wings, it is within her factory that she can use flying animals.
Yeah, so complain to somebody else, you little whiner.
Yeah, go suck an eagle dick.
Yeah.
A giant eagle.
Giant eagle dick.
Fuck off! Fuck off! Okay, alright, giant eagle.
So you
are
bonus
also
action
crude.
Turn into a giant eagle.
Giant eagle!
You have an action.
Keen sight, I get multi-attack with So I hit with beak and talons.
Do it. Let's go ahead and do two attack rolls.
This is going to be good. This
then
is
dip
be...
the
I'm going to say you can, if you want, flank that. You can go to the other side of the thing. Flank it for advantage.
Okay.
How invested in me by this giant ball?
Is it, this is not still sticking in her side, though, is it? Or has it
no,
fallen out?
It's floating next to the snake.
Okay. 16 and 17? Plus, oh, wait, sorry. So, my talons for 17, my beak for 21.
Both are going to hit. Both
yeah.
Damage.
Okay.
I believe it says she gets to roll 10 d10s for this.
Eight, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Game shark for DMD. D&D.
18.
For one hit or for both?
For both.
Nice. That's a good hit.
That's slashing and piercing.
Beautiful. All right, so. Okay. Awesome. As bonus action, do you want to move?
Get the fuck out of there.
How is that a bonus action?
Bonus action was to change into the animal.
Oh, that's right. Correct. Own language and understand speech in the common like tongue. How did Eagle can speak common? That's literally what it says.
Can I understand common.
Yeah. Speak. Understand speech in the common tongue.
And it did learn how to say.
Fuck off! Okay, yeah. I'm gonna go and start to hover next to the hovering weapon.
Okay. So you're still within the attack range, so you don't get the attack of opportunity.
Oh, can I get out of attack range and do attack of opportunity?
You get attack opportunity if you move out of attack range.
Oh, then no, I'm not doing it. Yeah,
okay,
back
so
to the hovering.
Okay, so you just hover over.
Quick question for you, Bree. When you did your talons and beak attack, did you say it was 18 altogether or 18 each?
All together.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
I was like, 18 each.
That brings us to the
put some dirt on it.
Be a dead-ass snake.
You're dead-ass.
All right, let's see what he can do with his special stuff here.
I thought he was turned into dust.
He melted into sand.
It's one of those things mummies do, is they can turn into sand because they're desert.
It's transforming.
Vegetables.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like a teleport.
Guys, one of the cool things is that because you destroyed two Canopic jars, he has a disadvantage on all the attack rolls.
Good.
When he lost one spell of each spell slot that he has.
Nice.
So you guys did some good there.
By dissipating his heart and lungs.
Yeah,
so we should have killed the rest of the jars, is what you're saying?
If you found the other ones.
We didn't find the other ones, though. Got it.
Why not? We looked everywhere.
There was probably another door that we wouldn't have gotten, that door. If we probably did something different in that room, we wouldn't have gotten slid down.
We probably could have not taken the jar and then moved through the door and then came back and then taken the jar and then the door would close.
Guidance.
Who knows?
Guidance is an action, correct?
It is a cantrip, but an action, yes.
Okay. He's going to pull himself out of the sand next to the snake, and he's going to touch the snake with his sand hand and cast guidance on it.
Fuck your sand hand.
And then he is going to use his bonus action to tell the spiritual weapon to come and stab at Quillanin.
Oh, Quillanin. I understand me. Why Quillanin?
Let's see here. His spell casting ability plus 4. 15 to hit. That is going to hit you. I believe you're 11 plus 2 for your shield, right?
So I'm armor class 15.
That's with your.
You're not wearing armor.
Oh, so what am I looking at?
So you're all at AC 11. You are at AC 13 because you have a shield.
I do have a shield. Okay.
I verified the armor class. It's 10 plus your dexterity modifier. So she is at 11.
Okay.
But I would be at 12 plus her 2, so I'm at 14.
She's at 13.
It's your what?
Is at 12. Dex plus 10.
Oh, yeah, then I'm at 12.
Okay, so there you go.
But you also have your eagle for it.
Yeah, well,
so
I mean, two main is at 12.
It is going to hit you for, you said it was a D8, right? D8 plus spellcasting modifier for spiritual.
Stop helping him. Make him go look through it.
12 legendary damage.
So I do that at my hit points?
Yep.
Minus 12. Okay. I'm down to 24.
Oh, congratulate yourself.
And he's still, let's see, I think that's for a whole minute.
Jeremy took all of her powers away from us.
Yeah, all right, so...
took all of our toys, actually.
So he's still standing there next to the snake that he is in his sand form currently. Actually, guidance. Is guidance a concentration?
Yes.
Guidance, he has to touch. So.
He did touch. He touched his snake.
So and they turned back into sand?
Or? He was sand when he touched. He can still touch in the sand form. I'm can asking, he... is guidance a concentration?
I believe so, actually. Concentration, 1 minute.
Boom. All right. He forms back into his mummy form.
In your face, you sack of sandy shit.
That is to the end of his turn. Quillan,
you can
turn.
See the mummy now.
I can see the mummy, and he is undead, but I still can't turn him because I need a rest.
Yeah, you give him a boop, boop, ba doo doo.
Is he a humanoid?
Technically, yes.
He's an undead humanoid creature. You can't be a dead human and not be humanoid.
Yeah.
These remains are humanoid. They're dead, but they're humanoid.
Well,
you're on deck, Sakura.
Oh, I know. Me and my six.
So the fact that I am hurt with this spiritual weapon doesn't change anything. I just, my hit points are down, but I still have all my faculties. I'm
correct.
Still okay. And so hold person is a new level 2 for me. So you had said something early about that I need something to do. It doesn't say on here that I need
so
to have
a BSM at the top.
Yes.
The M in the book will tell you what you need, and that's a piece of iron, which Sakura has. Soccer does have that, which I was going to ask Jeremy.
What about my flint arrowheads that I have?
I have the arrowheads. Oh. I have the arrows.
I can't even fucking use Moonbeam.
So you don't have the materials?
Yeah, it's like several seeds of the moon plant and Felsbar. I'm like, okay, fuck off.
I mean, I still have his knife, too. Is his knife made of steel? Iron?
It's a silver knife.
That's a silver knife, okay. Maybe I'll just go try to attack the snake again with my knife.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to attack the mummy.
You can do that either way.
Oh, I can attack the mummy?
Yeah, he's fully formed again.
Who am I closer to?
The, you're sort of right next to both of them. Yeah. You're flanking both of them as well, because two minis on the other side. So
okay, I'm going to faint like I'm going to strike at the snake, then I'm going to turn quickly and slice at the mummy.
Okay, it'll be at advantage.
At advantage.
So you roll twice, take the higher.
11. 15.
Plus your dex.
Which is, I think, only one.
One plus two, that is 18, that's gonna hit. Go ahead and roll damage. Which I believe for a dagger is a d4 plus your dex.
Yeah.
Plus one.
It says d4 plus, fine, I'll say plus two.
Yep.
2 plus one, so three.
Three. All right, you stab it into the mummy or the snake?
Mummy.
So mummy. All right, you hit it in, doesn't do as much damage as you thought it might.
Even though it's silver,
not magical.
Okay. Well.
If you had found a third Canuck jar and destroyed it, he would have lost that resistance.
Noise.
All right.
My turn.
Nope.
Sakura's turn.
What?
you just want, you don't want me around. Bonus action.
Okay.
Straight up, gonna hex him.
Okay. You put a hex on the mummy.
Action. I tell the snake.
Can I have the player's handbook?
No.
Maybe.
I'm not helping you. You figure it out. You figure it out.
I tell the snake in snake tongue, obviously. Or I guess as they say, in parcel tongue, turn on your master. No snake should be controlled.
Okay, make a persuasion check.
15 or 17. So persuasion is plus 2, so 17.
That is a 2. All right.
The snake's like, yeah,
snake
you're right,
really
actually.
Confused. And bonus action, since you couldn't do your hex.
I don't know, because hex is my only bonus action.
All right, and you're just going to stay there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that makes it back to the top, which is the snake's turn.
What you doing, Snake a Snake? Are you now secretly our friend?
And I'm like standing there like, I could drabab your ass in a heartbeat. But I don't want to make snake enemies.
Good for you. Enough of those. I didn't think of that when I first attacked the snake. That's what I decided to attack the mummy instead.
Yeah.
It's rapping. Going to attempt to grapple the mummy.
Yes! You must snake!
But it rolled an 8 and has no modifier.
It's okay.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. Plus 6. So 14, just enough to hit.
Heck yeah, snake!
So it wraps around the mummy and snarls at it. And you hear the mummy go, And, it does not look pleased that that
is. It's like, what the fuck, you little bitch!
All right, that makes it Tumini's turn.
Okay, I'm a giant eagle right now. I don't really have a lot of hit points in my giant eagle form. Bird's bones are soft, so.
You're already engaged with him, though, so you can strike and then move out of the way.
Yes.
What's your speed?
A giant eagle, 10 feet. I can fly at 80, though.
So
I'm not
you
walking.
Can get the fuck out of there immediately.
Okay, sure. We'll go to multi-attack just the mummy's face. The mummy's face is visible from the snake, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And he's restrained.
He's restrained.
Is that an advantage on her roll? Or
yes.
Sweet.
Heck yes!
So I get multi-attack, beak talons, now I'll roll 4 times.
Now it is a 4-person fight.
Well, thank God, because that was bad. Okay, so that was, let's say, 13 for the talon, so that's 18 for the talons, and 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 for beak.
Okay, both are going to hit. Roll damage.
Okay. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
15 damage. All
yes.
Right. Again, as you slash at it, you don't seem to be doing
and
as much.
And piercing. I get slashing and piercing.
Doesn't seem to be doing as much damage as
it must be magic.
That's why I was thinking about just dropping to Tumaini. As my bonus action, I'm going to drop into my Tumaini form.
You do so.
I kind of... No, I'll... What are these again? Statues?
Yeah.
They're just statues?
They're large, 10-foot tall statues.
Just statues?
One of them's holding its hand out like this, the other one's holding some kind of an offering plate.
Just statues?
Just statues.
I'll fly into the one with just the empty hand, and I'll sit into its hand.
All right, so he's gonna try and swipe at you.
Yep, go. Let's go.
He's gonna have a disadvantage.
I get so many hit points doing this way.
That's why you should be using your beast shape more. He's not gonna hit.
All right, I fly to sit in the hands.
You stay as bird, or you just back?
As soon as I sit as bird, I crouch. I'm back into Tumaini form.
Okay, so you're sort of just Tumaini crouching in the hand.
Yeah, my wings are all. All
right, cool. That brings us to the mummy's turn. He is going to look
mad. Mm-hmm. He's doing that well.
He's going to look at. His ears are pissing him off right now.
I don't think we're pissing him off. I think his snake's pissing him
off.
Yeah,
maybe if he treated his snake more like a friend.
He is going to look at.
Bring it, bitch.
He's going to look at Sakura across the room after he just.
Oh, Sakura's our squishiest one.
Watched Tur convince his snake to go against him.
Pure wounds and spiritual.
He's gonna cast command on Sakura.
Oh fuck.
And he will say grovel.
So to make you big?
That's a saving throw, right?
Yes it is.
That's a wisdom saving throw, right?
I get advantages
on my saving throws when it comes to magic. And you have an advantage on all intelligence, wisdom, and charisma saving throws against magic.
Do it.
That is a 17.
17?
Yeah.
That passes it, yeah.
Nice.
All right.
As a bonus, my rebuke is, snakes don't grovel.
Nice. He, as one of his special actions as a boss character, okay, he's going to look, turn his gaze towards Quillanin, and he's going to cast a dreadful glare at her. You're going to need to make a wisdom saving throw.
You got this, Quillanin.
That's my
first
modifier.
Page, top left, saving throw box.
We can do this.
Wisdom, yep, right, you got it. Proficiency in it. Can you remove that one from there?
Oh, yes. Fuck me running.
A 2 plus 5 is a 7.
Okay, you become frightened.
How dare they scare a Quillanin?
Luckily, if you had rolled one lower, you would be paralyzed as well. But you are frightened for until the end of his next turn.
Okay.
All right. That is, he used an action. He used a special thing. So he can go ahead and use his spiritual weapon as a bonus action to attack, I guess, Quillanin.
God damn it. Our poor Quillanin.
See, that's going to be 16. That's going to hit.
Yeah.
It's going to be 8 bludgeoning damage to you.
Don't break your feet off.
Yeah, Jeremy doesn't want to reprint you.
Okay. 8?
8 bludgeoning.
She's doing okay still.
Okay, that is the end of the mummy's turn, Quillanin. You are frightened, so you must spend your move running as far as away from him as possible.
That's not good.
1, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Take your action to dash. So you will just end up in the other room trying to run up the greasy pit that is oiled, but unable to get out.
I'm so scared. Oh my god. Get me out of here.
So now it's my turn. You can't do anything, right?
What do you mean I can't do anything?
I mean, you can't like backtrack.
Oh, no,
anything.
It's okay. Your turn.
Okay, cool. So you missed 2 opportunities of attack on Quillanin.
I did, yeah.
So be thankful, Mom. Be thankful. Yeah, freaking sweet. I was so worried that you were both going to attack again and just wipe her out.
Spiritual weapons don't get attack opportunities.
Oh, really?
Because they're not creatures.
Oh, okay. That's what I was worried about, is that the sword would attack her again primarily. But, so, I don't know if talking to the serpent. I'm kind of coaxing it or cheering it on.
Right. It still looks pretty confused. It's not sure why it's doing what it's doing.
I just want to be like saying things to kind of keep it on my side, but I don't know if that's gonna be considered an ability check or not.
It will be an ability check. We're just continuing to persuade it.
Ryu, you have ranged attacks still, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I got firebolts as cantrips.
and again, in parcel tongue, I tell the serpent, Seth and the other elder gods have forgotten you, but the village of the sacred serpent remembers your name.
Okay, make a persuasion. Disadvantage. Actually, what was your first roll?
It was 16.
All right. I'm going to say I'll give you advantage because you've already persuaded it. So just whatever the first roll was, 16.
The other one was a natural one.
It rolled a natural 17.
Okay, that's fine.
It's not a natural 17. It's either a nat 1 or a nat 20.
Well, sorry, wait. My first roll was a 16 flat. I didn't add anything to it.
Which is 18 now?
What was I rolling for? Persuasion?
Persuasion.
That's a +2. So
that's a +0 for its charisma checks.
Yeah.
All right. You maintain your persuasion on it.
Nice.
Oh yeah, I was so worried about the 1 that when I just told you the first one was 16.
Okay. No bonus action. So back up to the Snake's turn.
Snake. Come on, Snake. Be honest.
I have disadvantage to break this persuasion.
You know we're gonna have to kill this snake, right?
Natural 20. And a 9, so it is going to continue, and it's going to attempt to bite at its master.
Ex-master.
False master.
And that is
my charisma finally coming into play.
Nice.
That is going to hit, and that is going to do 2d8 plus 4.
Is it a magical serpent?
Nope. 11. So 15, half is going to be 8 points of damage.
Why is it
good
halved?
Because it's non-magical.
Yeah, not magical. That's why your damage wasn't doing as much as you thought it was.
No, I knew it wasn't doing as much.
I know,
totally.
That's why I said as much as you thought it was, using
okay.
My air quotes.
So that is its turn to me.
Fireball!
Okay.
Just multiply. I'm just going to aim straight for his face. Like, I don't want to hurt the snake, but, like, sorry, dude. Like,
oh, it's the snake or the mummy?
I don't. I'm aiming for the mummy. I don't want to hurt the snake.
So, fire bolts, you said?
Yeah.
All right.
Unnatural 20.
Boom.
Unnatural.
Unnatural.
Okay, so yeah, that's going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Not quite boom, but still good.
Still a boom. 8.
8 damage. You cast forth.
Obviously fire damage.
A bolt of fire from your hand and it hits the mummy.
I figure fire hurts him.
casting its
cough?
Bandages of flame.
I don't know if that sets things on fire.
You hurt, make a range attack on a hit. The target takes 1d10 and fire damage. A flammable object hit by this spell ignites. Okay. If it isn't being worn or carried.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Alright. So, alright. He's looking...
A little rough.
He's looking rough. He's looking bloody. All right.
Bloody mummy.
Bloody
mummy.
What should I use as a bonus action?
Are you my bloody mummy?
Are you my bloody mummy?
I asked you a question.
I don't really think I got anything for that. Flame blade, shillelagh. Ooh, shillelagh.
Flame blade. Would be considered a magical weapon, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be, but it's also melee, which means
true.
I need to be in his face.
Did you ever bonus action?
You put bonus action on now, and then by your next turn, be ready.
Or I could just have my magic stones and sling them to him. All right, I'll do magic stones. I'll make 3 more. Now I have 8.
All
right. That I'm still just holding around in my sling.
That makes the mummy's turn. He is going to cast command. On the snake.
Oh, it's a battle now.
And say, do not listen to the silly snake skin. Well, you don't really, actually, you don't understand what he says. He says,
is he speaking draconic?
Nope.
Damn it.
Snake's gonna make an 11, is not gonna do it, so he is going to release his master.
What?
And turn back towards the two of you.
Well, I'm up on a thing. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I am the only one in the room that's like this.
I'm up on the giant statues.
I am going to see if he regains his ability to use Dreadful Glare. He does not. So he is no longer restrained. He is going to move towards Sakura. He has a speed of 20.
Who? The snake or the mummy?
Mm-hmm.
So
the
he closes half the distance?
Each square is 5 feet.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. And then that makes it Quilanon. You are no longer afraid. You're in the other room.
Boiled up and confused.
And ready to go.
I'm going to grab up one of the little beagles. So
wrong room.
I'm
going
to throw it in his face. I'm gonna peek in the door and see what the heck's going on.
Okay.
I see the mummy approaching my friend Sakura.
I see the mummy approaching my friend Sakura, having been released from the snake.
No, from fear. Oh,
the mummy
released.
Yeah,
sorry.
I glance up at the statue and I see Tumani. We exchange a quick look. How can we save? Get rid of this mummy, dude.
What other creatures can I be?
I feel so helpless. I have only a little knife, and I don't have many...
You also have a piece of, like, a piece of wood.
Do have my chunky mace.
So, I know this is probably not going to sound like you're doing much, but what you can do is use the entirety of your movement to get in front of me, and then put your shield up and guard me. That is an action you can take as anybody can do that. Anybody else can guard somebody else so that they are in the way of another person being attacked. And, you know, as as a shield bearer, most people mm-hmm. would say, if I can't attack, I will defend.
Yeah.
And
so guarding isn't technically your action. What you can do is put yourself in front of him and take the dodge action so that you're in front of him. So if attack comes at him, it's going to hit you first. And your dodge would give you a disadvantage on other people trying to hit you on their turn.
I'm pretty sure.
If you wanted to do that.
I'm pretty sure I actually read there's a guard.
I'm looking at actions. I don't see that as an action for everybody. It might be a fighter action.
I also can utter a spell of abjuration and protect you from evil and good. And if I touch you, you're protected against aberrations, celestials, elementals, fae, fiends, and undead. The protection grants several benefits. Creatures of those types have disadvantage on attack rolls.
He already has disadvantage on attack rolls.
Oh. The target also cannot be charmed, frightened, or possessed by them.
Wait, what?
If I'm protecting you, you cannot be charmed, frightened, or possessed by that creature.
If I have that, then I get a disadvantage on all rolls?
No, when an undead is attacking you, they would have disadvantage. He already has disadvantage.
Oh, because we broke his canopy jar.
Okay. Well, I will just run in front of you and hold up my shield and brandish my mace at the mummy. Glaring fiercely.
Does that technically give the mummy 3/4 cover for me, too? Just kidding, I don't care because I'm a spell sniper.
Alright, so you're going to take the dodge action or are you going to attack with your mace?
Dodge action.
Okay, so you take the dodge
action. I'm not. Okay.
Okay, that makes it Sakura.
Alright.
I'm a snake. Boop, boop, I'm a snake.
I am going to Dravab.
Okay.
Are
this,
you?
This mother.
fuck. Is your spellcasting bonus?
It's 4. 10.
I mean, it's gonna go wide. Yeah. It's not gonna make it.
It goes pretty fucking wide.
You rolled a 10 or it's a 10?
I rolled a 6. Oh, okay. I get a plus 4. This fucking die. This die needs to be shamed. I'm removing it from the game.
Okay, you Dravab! And you throw it as kind of parched. You haven't had a drink since that mucky sand water in the cell.
Mucky? Excuse me!
You didn't purify it, you just created it.
Is he saying I create, like, tap water?
It ain't Aquafina. It ain't life water.
I think he meant to say muddy versus mucky.
Yeah.
So anyway, it goes off past the shoulder of the mummy and it just impacts a brick wall in the back of the room.
I look at him in my draconic, and I look at him, and in my draconic I say, Tir ti barklex vi ich vi hiwa di zihulina rilich. And then I start to back away slowly through the door frame.
Do you want to tell the audience what that means?
I've already used it once, but it pretty much was, it was my fallback for missing a shot that says do not mistake me for a mage of cheap tricks. So I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna back away for a minute.
Okay.
Well, like,
he doesn't seem to understand you.
Good. I didn't understand his shit. He did not understand my shit.
The snake is going to drop down to the ground and slither on up to the statue that Tumani is at.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to wrap itself around about halfway and it has a 10-foot reach on its bite. It's gonna try and bite you at the top of the statue.
No.
Ooh. That is an 8 to hit. That is not.
Does not bite, bitch!
Nope. It comes about 3 feet away from
fuck
you.
Fuck you, little shit.
You can feel like the spit of its little serpentine tongue as it flicks it out.
It breaks its fang on the set statue.
You wish. It doesn't have a bonus action, so that is Kamini's turn now.
You're not on our side anymore, huh? firebolt. Right down onto
the snake.
All right, on time to the snake.
Okay, we should focus our power on the mummy.
Okay, you're right. Fine. I was thinking that because
I was thinking that. All
right, fine. Firebolt to the mummy.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good in. That's a 20.
That's gonna hit. Roll damage.
Unnatural. What is the damage for my fireball?
Sorry.
Get it together. 10?
10 damage.
10?
Alright. So again, you burn away the...
He's not... He doesn't have the snake to protect any of them either. I'm just like...
Why did you knock him down?
Oh, just because.
He's not dead.
He's not dead.
You burn away some of the bandage in the back. You can sort of see the desiccated...
Viscera.
Mummified skin underneath. It's kind of charcoal and burn.
Like human skin?
Alright, so then that makes it...
A bonus action.
Bonus action, yeah.
Just keep making magic stones. Yeah, I haven't even used any of them yet. No, I don't have a bonus action. Go ahead.
Okay. that makes it the mummy's turn. He is going to...
Hey, editing Jeremy. Is this guy? I love you. In the big sarcophagus.
I really wanted to read things in this room before we opened the sarcophagus.
I was a dog. I had negative four.
All happened really quick. I'm glad you actually roleplayed that because a lot of people forget that when their intelligence drops.
I was like, Tumani would be like, gold sealed, maybe not. But Dumb Dog was like, what's in this box, man?
This is the one.
Must open now.
It is going to walk up to Quilanin. And it is going to try and desiccate and touch her.
Ew.
Disadvantage.
Good.
Well, I don't roll for anything, right?
Nope.
It's up to him.
You think positive thoughts.
14 or a natural 20. So you miss a natural 20, 14.
What's your...
It's 13, I believe.
What, my armor class?
Or an AC.
13.
Okay, so it's going to hit. He casts it as its third level spell. It's only third level spell that it has. So... 7. 1. So 8. 15. 19 necrotic damage.
She's gonna be out.
And I need you to make a constitution saving throw if you're not unconscious. She's unconscious.
I have 16.
Yeah, she's unconscious.
You fall unconscious on the ground.
So, where do I put that? I just put 0, or yep. Do I put -3?
Just 0. So the both of you watch in a bit of horror, as you haven't seen, I don't believe you've seen Quilanin fall since she literally fell. you watch as this mummy brings its hand forward and touches her on the shoulder, and you watch it sort of suck the moisture out of her body, and she sort of shrivels a little bit, and you see sort of necrotic black energy rushing through her veins, and she just falls on the ground in sort of a fetal position, and it's just sort of shaking on the ground. That is, well, let me see if it gets its dreadful glare back. It does not! So it is now Quilanin's turn. Needing you to make a death saving throw for me.
Death save.
Just roll.
Roll a d20.
She
two,
passed,
you fail one death saving throw. So go ahead and mark the fail on there. Sakura.
Dravab him, dude. He's right in front of you. Just keep going.
16. That hits, yeah. Roll damage.
Eight
points of damage. He's looking really bad.
Good.
Really bad.
Sneck's turn.
Alright, Sneck is going to move the rest of the way up, and it's going to try and constrict you again.
Okay.
21.
I'm going to do my best to keep my hand up.
Okay. So 21, you're going to take... 8 plus 13 plus 4, 17 bludgeoning damage.
Okay. I haven't been hit as too many yet.
Okay.
Oh, I have, but I'm still at 10. I'm okay.
You're at 10.
I'm now at 10. Calm down, okay?
Snake's turn is done.
Now it's too many's turn. Is my hand up?
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna fireball.
Okay. Roll the hit.
Nice. 22. I actually already rolled, and you didn't say that till afterwards.
Sorry, you were just... Come on.
Nat 20, so I got 22.
Too many. Flavor this for me.
Okay, so Tumani's pretty annoyed at this point. She's tired. One of her very good friends is on the ground doing a weird dance that she don't think is right. So she knows the snake's coming, so she's just like, fuck it, let me just, like, I'm just gonna put my hand up, take a deep breath, and then just firebolt this thing through, like, as soon as the snake's, like, skin starts to close around me, as soon as I have my last visual of this thing.
You blast the firebolt out of your hand, and it impacts. And Sakura, you're sort of sitting there getting ready, crackling with energy, ready to release another Eldritch Blast at it, and you just see this flame from the corner of the room hit it, and just bursts into flames, and it's interior body starts smoldering red hot, and you just hear this as it burns, and it falls to its knees, and you see its fingers begin sloughing off in this like almost like immediate leprosy kind of way, and it just burns in this pile.
Was fire the way to go with the mummy?
It was meth.
Oh, okay.
Good enough.
As that happens, to me, you feel the squeezing of the snake, and then all of a sudden, you just hear.
I grab this. Oh, I grab this set.
You look down, it hit the ground and broke in half.
Oh, fuck you.
Its magic was tied to him.
Oh, fair.
Oh, it turned back into the staff.
And then cracked in half.
I'm gonna fly immediately to Qualanon and cast Healing Word on her.
Okay.
Sure. Does the mummy turn into ashes, or does he turn into sand?
It's burnt. It's not ash, but it's sort of a burnt little crumbled pile.
A charred pile.
Does the skull remain?
Also, yeah.
I take the skull.
Okay.
And I put it in my bag.
Okay. All right. Healing Word. So go ahead and roll 2d4 plus your Constitution. Unless you're casting it at a higher level.
I'm casting it at level 2.
And I take in the charred bits and I put them into my urn.
Okay.
My one urn that's filled with stuff.
Okay.
So.
And then I'd also like to read anything that's on the walls.
Absolutely.
Whenever you're ready. 6, 7. Wait, are we doing a rest too? Is that why we're.
No, she's doing
13. So she regains 13.
So you. Open your eyes, and you're looking up at Tumani, and she sort of smiles down at you.
We killed him! Oh. Well, I killed him.
I did what I could.
No.
Shantae, bless you.
Yeah, whatever.
So I don't have to do any more rolls for me. I'm back to 13.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you guys want to take a short rest?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yes.
Hail the Void! Thanks for tuning back into our adventure. We still got a lot of story to tell, so keep updated by subscribing on your preferred podcast platform. And while you're there, go ahead and drop us a rating or a comment. You can follow us on Twitter at Hail the Void Pod and at Too Many Tweets. Like us on Facebook at Hail the Void, and check out Sakura's Doodles on Instagram at Hail the Void. You can also check out store.hailthevoid.com for our 3 current t-shirt designs. Again and always, Hail the Void and totally just a shirt. And if you're an aspiring Dungeon Master and enjoy this section of their journey, this leg is based around the official Goodman Games adventure Raiders of the Lost Oasis, available at your local game store or wherever fine D&D supplements are sold. Until next time, dear listener, stay safe, keep cool, and above all, again and always, hail the void.